The Bailey that now goes a-wooing to Molly that limps as she goes has been Dorothy's utter undoing, which all the town very well knows. But if there be any among ye that knows not the truth of my song, then here I'll declare ye the story, and tell me I lie if you can. This Dorothy formerly lived with Tommy in his late wife days, and was by the Bailey deceived, who made her consent to his ways. And several years they have sported and built together like doves, but now a lame widow is courted that's excellent at selling of gloves. For she has a very good calling, and can get her guinea a day, then prithee, doll, don't make a bawling. I'll keep thee both gallant and gay. Cries Doll, I will not be thus used. Your keeping I scorn on my life. Oh, how will my girl be abused when Hopping Moll is made your wife? Besides, there's a coachman went to her, but being informed to take care, he said that the Bailey might woe her, since 20 there sure know her where. For mischief perhaps there'll be more yet, if that you this widow should wed. Her sons then kill you, they've swore it, that's William Brisk, John, and Bold Ned. And as for the widow's strange folly in tying you up in a bond of £100, ne'er to strike Molly when wed, obligations are gone. Now one thing more I have to tell ye, if that you'll consider the same, none but you made me commit folly to leave me, now you are to blame. Take warning, all you that's unmarried, and trust not to any man's tongue, or else you may chance to miscarry, as you find by my song I have done. Now, Thomas, for marrying consider, which of us two you ought to take, Old Moll, your rich hopping widow, or Doll, who's undone for your sake.